private conversations, influential voices, simply more.
My friend of many years, Lars Forsberg, one of the great American sailors, sailed back in the day with Courageous and Ted Turner. Has outlived both the boat and the man. Lars, how do you explain yourself? What are you up to these days?
I'm working part-time and enjoying life part-time right now. And I'm extra special for me with Michael and Leslie, who I first met in 1980, 1981 in Saudi Arabia. And we've been special friends ever since. That was a bonding experience, making a hard apple cider in Saudi Arabia. That's where we started. And quite interesting experiences in the souk and other places in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And I look at the wonderful friendship it's been over the years. And this is a special opportunity to be with Sarah and cheer her on in her upcoming Olympic campaign.
Hey, Sarah, can you be a little more specific?
Your daughter-in-law, Sarah Newberry Moore, who is a one extra special lady with her.
Now, does she go to the Olympics, Lars?
She has already performed once in the Olympics, and she's now up for the next quad in 2028 in Los Angeles. So she is extra special, and she is our leader now in the NACRA 17 class and setting a pace for many others. And we're very lucky to have her representing the U.S. so many ways, attitude-wise, skill-wise, perceptions, and just leadership and sportsmanship. She stands tall in every one of those categories, and we're extra proud to be associated with her.
Well, we're a long way from Saudi Arabia and the souks of Saudi Arabia here at the New York Yacht Club for the Golden Spinnaker dinner. That's this evening with the Mayflower set out on the lawn there overlooking Narragansett Bay. But thank you. So I'm here with Kelly Forsberg, who is the mother of two outstanding sailors who are just getting to hit their stride in the world of global sailing. In fact, I understand that Peter Forsberg is off to a race as early as tomorrow. But tonight, we're here at the Golden Spinnaker Gala. But tell me about your two sons, the sailors.
Well, one is more marine biology. Chris, he works at an aquarium, and he's gone on that path, deviated from sailing, and now he's just totally focused on...
Okay.
Boating at an aquarium.
Good marine.
Still water. He goes out on their boat.
That's a beautiful
cave. Yeah, he does. He's on the boat. They have a boat at the aquarium, and he goes out and gets tours.
Preserving and highlighting.
He still likes the water.
Environment.
And then Peter is our passionate sailor who races all the time. He's doing the annual regatta here. It starts up, I think, on Saturday, and then he'll be doing the Bermuda race. And it has to be number 5 for Peter to do the Bermuda race.
Beautiful.
And so, you know, he sails the IC-37s with the New York Yacht Club, and
that's
sailing.
The new fleet.
That's the fleet here, and he's been sailing with Vice Commodore on his boat. Okay. So he's been having a good time doing that. Yes, it is. So we're all here tonight. Peter's here behind the camera, and for this beautiful event honoring Sarah Newberry Moore.
Well, among the other Olympic.
Yes, and the other Olympian.
This is the Foundation for Sailing of New York. New York,
yes.
Foundation for Sailing.
Yes.
It's a wonderful.
It's a very
501c3, as they say, to raise money for Olympics.
Because most of these Olympians don't have, this is their way to get support. It's those people.
It's a beautiful thing to do.
Our country doesn't necessarily support them. They have to go to private donors. So, yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. I'm here with Leslie J. Lott, who is her claim to fame is that she is the mother-in-law of the Olympian Sarah Newberry Moore. And we're delighted to be here at the Golden Spinnaker Gala in Newport at the New York Yacht Club, doing our little part to support Olympic sailing. But I wanted to say, Leslie, when did you meet Sarah Newberry and how did she become is known to you, and what is her relationship to you?
Oh my gosh, I met Sarah when she was in high school, and she started dating our son. And they had been dating for a couple of weeks, and Emmett and I were in the kitchen cooking, and he said, just offhandedly, "Mom, I just found out Sarah's the top female skipper in the country." And I went, "Oh my God, you've been taking her out on our boat. Has she just been telling you what to do the whole time?" And he said, "No." She says, "You know, how can I help? What can I do to help? You know?" And I went, "Oh my God, I love this woman." And that's how I met Sarah Newberry Moore.
Only later we learned that she was an Olympic hopeful.
Well, only later did she become an Olympic hopeful. She and her sister had sailed all across the country as in high school as teenagers, and had won a number of regattas and a number of titles. And we didn't know, you know, so. And then she and Emmett went out to San Francisco for the Hobie. Remember the Hobie Championship? And that was the same year that the America's Cup was in San Francisco. And remember, it was Emirates. And remember the time when the Emirates fell completely over, just like
her? Yeah.
So Emmett took a photograph of Emirates in San Francisco Bay the next day and posted it on his social media saying, "Emirates, practicing staying upright in San Francisco."
Well, thank you very much, Leslie J. Lott. And we'll move on to some other locals. Why don't we start with, you've been a member here for how many years?
Almost 10 years.
10 years.
Hard to believe. Sure. My name's Reed Secondo, and I've been sailing with the club for almost 10 years now.
Cool.
Team racing, classic yacht racing, all the above one design, you name it, I've been on it.
Are you going to be involved in the Spinnaker dinner this evening?
I will. As a lovely guest of Commodore Loomis and family, and I'd just love to support our athletes.
Well, outstanding. Well, that's why we're all here, and it's a great meeting you, Reed. It's excellent. So, Reed's a friend of the club, a friend of Olympic sailors, and we'll see you around at the dinner a little bit later. Maybe we'll
get
back to you a little bit later.
How's your plan? Thanks so much.
Lovely. Thanks, Rudy. Well, I understand you're Elizabeth Swain.
Indeed.
Broker with Northrop & Johnson. And why are you here at the New York Yacht Club on the lawn as the sun is setting in the western?
We're here to celebrate sailing and celebrate sailing at the Olympic level tonight.
Nice. So it's a beautiful thing. And so you're here with, you know, this young man that you're standing next
to? Yes. Emmett, we've got the supportive, beautiful, and loving husband of Sarah Newberry Moore.
All right.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So Allison, I first met her in a place called Yerre.
Yes.
In France. And she was doing the marketing and promo and design work and everything else for the Olympic Committee. It's the way I saw it. And among other things, she did this beautiful lapel pin here. This is the 2024 Olympic sailing, and it's all right in there. She's like put it all right in there. So if I could, and so if we could, we're all here for the Golden Spinnaker event, but at the end of the day, it's about Olympic sailing. So I wanted to say hello to you, Allison. And that guy right here, if you don't mind, will you mind holding the mic for this guy?
Oh, hello. Hi, I'm Emmett Moore. I married a sailor about 10 years ago. It was a smart decision. 2 years ago, she went to the Olympics, which is how I got this pin. It's also how I got this watch.
A lot of swag.
And now she's a member of the New York Yacht Club, so it was a good choice.
Have used a dream to renew our hearts and challenge our thinking about what we can do better together to support these athletes, to make sure that they know we're with them every step of the way, and that we're preparing them, and that we not only have success in one Olympic game, but we repeat. We have success in the next one, and then we repeat again, and we become dominant. Other sports can do it, other countries do it. Why not her? When we had that run in 95, there was a lot of press that was saying that team's too young. You know, they're too young. It happened too fast. And the team kind of got together and said, you know what?
I don't care that we're too young.
I don't care what Emory's...
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.